History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. December 17, 1979. An interview with Mr. Sui Yan Wong by Beverly Chen and Sue Allen Zheng.
Mr. Wong, may I ask you where your parents are from?
My parents, mm-hmm. My parents are in China.
In China. So when did you come to the United States?
1915.
1915. You came by yourself?
I came with one of my friends, 16 years old.
Oh.
I was 12 years old when I came in.
And your friend is 16 mm-hmm. years old at that time. And so why you decide to come to the United States?
Well, I was a little boy, I didn't know any better, but my mother told me, she said, go to the United States and work over there and send some money home.
What did your parent do in China?
Oh, he's working in Canton before,
uh-huh,
and a construction company.
Oh,
yeah.
How about your mother?
My mother's at home,
housewife.
And a housewife
uh-huh.
at the village.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh, I just got two brothers. My brother and me and one sister, so just three of us.
Did they come to the United
no,
States?
No. They're in China.
In China. So you are the only one who came to the United States at
mm-hmm.
the age of 12. And your friends were just neighbors or?
Just neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
different village. He lived in a different village, but they happened we come in the same time, see?
Uh-huh. And he knew somebody here?
No.
So how did you get to the boat and or ship and to come here?
My yeah. uncle was here. See?
Oh.
My uncle was here. See?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And first you contact somebody there in Canton or you just bought the tickets?
Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
I come out of Hong Kong from the village. I come out of Hong Kong and from Hong Kong I take the boat. See?
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco. See?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle was in San Francisco?
No, he's in Los Angeles.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I see. Which village were you from?
Huh?
Which village?
Village? Namon Village. Namon.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Taishan?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, when you came, you first arrived San Francisco, and in the same boat, or were there many Chinese came
oh,
at the
yeah.
same time?
There were about I think it's about 400 or 500 Chinese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much do you have to pay for the fare?
70 to $90. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah, coming by boat, it takes about thirty-three days,
mm-hmm.
and in the old days.
Would you please describe a little bit of the voyage? You know, on the way to here, what is how many people, how many Chinese on the boat?
Chinese, about 400 or 500 Chinese on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't got nothing to do, but they all just gambling on the boat. See?
Mm-hmm.
And they have first class, second class, third class. We can afford the first class or second class. We took the third class.
Mm-hmm.
So, people to gambling on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Mostly adults. Like
yeah,
like
mostly all adults.
When you were young, you didn't participate anything. You just watched them.
I was on the boat. I sick. The minute I get on the boat, when the boat starts, I get seasick
mm-hmm.
all the way up to Frisco.
Oh
yeah.
Wow! Is anybody managing or in charge of the whole group to come to San Francisco at that time? Do you remember?
No.
Everybody came by their own to visit their own relatives.
Yeah.
So who met you in San Francisco?
When we get arrived San Francisco, they sent me over to Angel Island, see? Angel Island. The Angel Island there has about 200-300 Chinese over there. They're waiting for investigations, question you, see?
All men or some women?
All men, mostly men.
So what kind of questions?
99% men.
Mm-hmm. What kind of question they ask?
Oh, they ask, who's your father, your grandfather, and where your grandfather born, and where are you born? And a lot of they have about 25-30 pages to ask you.
Mm.
Sometimes they ask you for 2 days. Yeah.
Did they ask you in English or Chinese?
Chinese. They have interpreted it.
So after you were investigating, then you went to San Francisco.
The day I arrived, you see.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of Chinese, and they come over to Frisco. They sent them over to Angel Island. They stayed there for 2-3 years, some of them, see.
How long did you stay?
Oh, I stayed there about 7 months.
Why they keep you so long?
I don't know.
They just
they don't ask
keep
you
on.
Until you see?
Oh, they didn't ask you
not
until
yet,
seven.
Not yet.
Until you have
they
to
call
wait.
You. See, they
I
have to call you.
See?
They didn't call me until about 7 months. I get there. See, and a lot. I know a lot of some of the Chinese. I know 2-3 of them. Say, hang himself over there. Took too long. See.
How did they treat you? Pretty well.
Well. You got enough to eat, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And what did people do there, waiting, and did they have any kind of recreation there?
No, just a Chinese gambling a little bit, that's all.
Chinese
yeah. gambling,
it's not any like sports or play, something?
No.
No, just the gambling?
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, you wait for 7 months.
Yeah.
And then you finally got investigated.
They call me.
They call
and
you,
and
ask
me.
You questions, and
mm-hmm.
then they prove that you can
yeah,
come to San
Francisco. Yeah.
And then, where did you live in San Francisco?
The minute I was in Frisco, then I took the train and I come in Los Angeles.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
we have a friend in Frisco, see? My uncle wrote him a letter, so he can he met me in a book when Los Angeles. He's the one to take care of it. When a book come in the first school, then he sent me in Los Angeles.
Oh, so your uncle met you in
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. What your uncle did at that time?
The uncle, he's he got that little small grocery store in Los Angeles, very very small one.
Which street do you remember?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Street.
Yeah.
I see. That's the old Chinatown.
Old Chinatown.
Okay. And so you came. Did you help him in the store or?
No, because they haven't got no business. Very little.
I see. So what did you do?
Then I I go to school in Boyer High School, for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into Arizona. So a little town they call Casa Grande, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a restaurant over there, American restaurant. And I worked there about 5 years, see? But I went to school there about 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What did you do in the restaurant?
Helping in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and chopping wood, see?
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, there's no gas in there, and this is a little small little town.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't put no coal,
mm-hmm.
they put wood, see, on the
mm-hmm.
restaurant, see?
Right.
So I chopping, I think that by that time, I was 13 years, 14 years old, and I chopping wood for them.
Mm-hmm. So so you were there for 5 years in the restaurant?
Yeah, I worked there for 5 years.
How did you get there? Do you know the owner of the restaurant or through somebody?
No, we have a friend over there, see? So my uncle sent me over there. See? Mm-hmm.
So at that time, when your uncle, you know, were in Los Angeles, and you stay with him while you go for
yes.
going to school,
mm-hmm.
and he was married or he was single?
No, he was married.
He, you have a
his family at China.
Uh-huh.
In the old day, mostly people come over here just to work and make money, and then go back in China. See?
And so your aunt came over later years or?
No.
So your uncle just came by himself?
Yeah, and he went back to China.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so you stay with your uncle in a separate house or in the store?
Same house.
In the store, I see. It's a very small house.
Small house, just a store, not a house. Store got a little, little upstairs, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he rented a store.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much approximately he paid for it?
Gee, I don't know. It was the probably about $35, $25,000.
When you were working for the Arizona, that little town in Arizona, did you work for a commercial establishment or a private residence?
Oh, private residence.
Uh-huh.
So I worked there. First I go to school there for 1.5 years. I don't get paid for it. But after that, I quit school. I get $15 a month.
Oh, you went the first 2 years, you went to school and you worked there, but you don't get paid.
Just room and board.
Just room and board.
Mm-hmm. Just like a house boy.
Yeah.
House boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a Caucasian?
No.
Chinese family.
Chinese family.
What is the Chinese family do? What business they are in? It's a restaurant.
Restaurant.
Okay. So, and after 2 years, you mean after you from, you know, you quit the school and then you start getting paid.
And pay $15 a year.
$15
a month.
And you work how many hours a day?
Oh, we get up 7 o'clock in the morning, work until about 11, 12 o'clock.
And their customers mostly Americans or Chinese?
Yeah, American dishes. Or American dishes.
So serving chop suey?
No.
American food?
All American food. And
which
those days, food is pretty cheap. See? And you can have a steak for $25 for the 25 cents for the rib steak, and 35 cents for the T-bone steak.
Mm.
Stew, it costs you about 25 cents in stew. Yeah.
What city was this?
Casa Grande.
Oh, and so, after 5 years, you decide to quit the job and come back to Los Angeles?
No, the restaurant, they didn't have enough business. So the restaurant was sold it to somebody else. Eh? So now I come back to LA.
Okay. In what year did you go to Arizona, do you remember? Was it 1916 or 1917?
First of all, 1917.
Mm-hmm. 1917. And you left there 5 years after.
Mm-hmm.
So you came here in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
No, he came here in 1915, arrived in the U.S. Second time.
So you came back to L.A., your uncle still lived in Los Angeles at that time?
let's see, yeah, he was still here.
Still on the grocery store.
And I'm looking for a job. Yeah? I couldn't find any job those days. Yeah? So I went to one of my friends. He has a produce business in Tumori Market. That was on 8th and Central. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Central and 8th, they call it Tumori Market. Yeah? And that store is Wong Kim's. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Wong Kim, I went to him and asked him for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't need anybody, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, look, I don't want to, I haven't got no place to go, so I'd like to help you. I don't want any more, I don't want you pay me for it, see? But just give me a room and board, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I worked there for about 7 or 8 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What kind of work?
They call it a swamper. A swamper, that's a pushing hand truck and loading a truck, unloading a truck. See?
Mm-hmm.
And they have in the market. This kind of a job they call a swamper. So I worked there seven, 8 months. And then I find a job over there in New York produce owned by Mr. Liu, see? And I worked there for about a year, see? And
And we were doing the same kind of job.
I got about $25 a week those days, the good pay. Mm-hmm. That was buying, I was buying and loading and loading and unloading and buying too. See?
Oh.
So they buy the merchandise in the market and sell it. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go buy the merchandise?
I buy at the same at the market.
The same market, okay.
In the market, see. Mm-hmm. The grower bringing the merchandise, the fruit and vegetable in the market, see.
Mm-hmm.
We buy in the market so we can send it out to this grocery store, the restaurant, see.
Mm-hmm.
They
so
call it wholesaler. They call it the wholesaler, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked there for about a year. Then I started the mutual, see.
Mm-hmm.
I started my own, see.
Called Mutual Produce.
Yeah.
Where
mm-hmm.
was it located?
In Life and San Pedro.
Life and San Pedro.
I think at that time I was about 21 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when was that? What year?
1924. I said 1924 in December.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a lot of capital to start your own business?
Well, no, I haven't got no money those days. What happened is, there's a fellow by the name, he's a rich man. He's a grower, and he owns a lot of ranches. He's the one to finance us, seven of them, see.
Mm-hmm.
He got seven partners, see. And those days, I think they cost him about $50,000-$60,000 to start, see. Start business, see. So they start, that time I was just working for them, see. That time I was just working for them as a buyer, see. Buying in the market, see. And first year, second year, third year, they lose money, see. So Mr. Jules, you know, and then he says, I want to sell the business. He tried to sell the business, but nobody buying it, see. So he came in and asked us,
mm-hmm.
he said, Wong, you like to go buy this business? He said, no, I don't have any money. He said, how can I buy it? He said, look, listen, I've been losing money 3 years, and I want to quit this business. He says, I give you the business with your brother, see? And with another friend, see? So three fellows, there's one fellow called Mr. Yi, see? And he says, you take all the equipment, and I borrowed $30,000 from the bank.
$30,000?
Uh-huh. I co-sign it for you, see? Co-sign it for you. So the lease was, those days, you're just buying a lease cost for $20,000 at least,
mm-hmm.
see? And the equipment cost you about, $15,000 or $20,000 in the old days. Then you have to have about $20,000 to operate, operate business. The reason he do that, because he wanted to get rid of the business. He know I work hard there, I work long hours there, and he said, I think he can make it if you take it over. See. So he give us a chance and we take it over. I didn't have money, but my brother, he got money, he got little money, see. He got little money in there. But Mr. Yi, he put some money in there, see. But I didn't have a penny in it. So from there on, we just start, 1924, start out. That's how we operate on it.
So only three of you working there, or you start hiring people?
No, because on the street now, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, we're hiring quite a few people. See.
What kind of job involved in produce market when you start? And you have equipment, and you every morning, would you describe what you work, in the morning till in the
evening? Oh, yeah. in all day, we start 7 o'clock at night, those days. 1920, we start 7 o'clock at night. Just when the sun down, get dark, we start, see. We start work until next day, 12 o'clock. Then we go eat the we eat lunch. Eh? When we come back, we work sometimes work until about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Eh? Mm. Every day is that way. Eh?
So you didn't get much time to rest.
No, we sleep only a few hours a day. See?
And you, at that time now, you buy the vegetable or produce from whom?
From the market there.
Also from market.
From and from the out the ranch too. Mostly from the out the ranch, that time too.
Chinese
farmers
or farmers
is mostly Japanese. Those are at that time now, no.
What kind of produce you sell? You buy?
Vegetable, and we buy the fruit from the broker. See? We buy fruit from the broker. Those fruit from the like a banana from South America, like an apple from Oregon. See?
And whom do you sell these merchandise to?
Well, we sell to the small grocery store and the restaurants. We deliver the food those days. See?
Chinese grocery stores and restaurants?
not very many Chinese grocery stores, no. Mostly Americans are Chinese stores. Yeah. Yeah, and the restaurants, yeah. Mostly American restaurants. And we operating there for until happened the Second World War, you know, came. And then they take all the Japanese, put them in a prison camp, yeah. So so we change, and then we don't buy in the market anymore. We buy, we get the merchandise from the growers, eh? Because that time mostly growers the Japanese, you know, you can get no merchandise from the other ranch because they give it to their own people first, see. Eh? See, after they leave, we go there, we go on the ranch, buy them direct. Then we sell it to them, more or less, we sell it to the wholesaler. See? The wholesaler deliver to the grocery store, deliver to the restaurant. Then,
so you became the buyer and buy the things
more or less,
and then give and sell it to the wholesaler.
Yeah.
So at that time in the produce market, most market owners were Chinese or other?
1924, there's a lot of Chinese, but 1935, mostly Japanese now, see, that time, see.
Approximately how many Chinese owners at that time,
in
1920s,
the
in the market?
Oh, a lot of stores, because they got three markets combined, see. Terminal market, Egg Street market, City market. I would say it's about right around 100 stores. Right around 100 stores.
So all these hundreds owned by Chinese, is that what you mean? So did you have good business?
Huh?
At the beginning, did you have good business?
Yeah, we have pretty good business. Yeah. Those days when we started 1924, 1925, those days merchandise is pretty cheap. 25 cents you can buy a box of corn, 25 cents you can buy a box of potatoes. Eh? Well, a box of potato or a box of corn, you make 15 cents. You pay 25 cents, you make 15 cents, and that's quite a bit of merchandise. Eh?
Right.
Yeah. The profit is pretty high, you know, merchandise, because the merchandise is cheap. See.
Did you hire people to help? How many?
Those days we hire about four or five.
Chinese also?
Mostly Mexicans, and Chinese too. See.
How much does worker get paid every day, or by hour, or by week?
Mostly.
Maybe about 20 cents. I mean, $20, and $25 a week. See?
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh. And then during the depression time, it's cheaper. See, during depression time, 1929, 1930, 31, 32. See, we pay as cheap as $17 and a half a week. See? And at the ranch, we used to have Asperger Ranch out in San Fernando Valley. And we pay 15 cents an hour. See?
For the worker there.
Yeah, worker. 15 cents an hour for worker there too.
How was your business affected by the depression?
We make good money on depression because we work hard, see? We work long hours.
The grocery stores and restaurants were still able to buy from you?
Oh yeah.
At the same volume?
No. The business slow, you know, slow all over. And those days, people support. They line up one block long for a loaf of bread. They only buying the old bread. Fresh bread those days, I think it's 10 cents a loaf, or 7.5 cents a loaf. Old bread, half a price. See?
So approximately how much you earn, how much profit you make every month?
Those days.
In the 20s, start from the 20s.
Those days we only draw $35 a week, see? $40. $40, $35, $200, $100. Then our end of the year, we bought about 12,000, 11,000, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little less.
Oh, that's pretty good. Was that the reason most Chinese went into produce business?
No, because the one in in the produce business, because probably his parents in that business, he going in that thing, or else he couldn't find any other job. He going in that. People don't like working in the market.
Why?
You working at night, see?
Oh.
All night, see?
It's hard work.
Hard work. Not only that, when it's rain, you get wet, see? Because it's outdoors, see? Mm-hmm.
And the cold weather.
Cold weather and low pay. See?
Oh, compared to other kind of job, it's low pay?
The $20 a week to $25 a week is considered low.
Mm. How about the people working in the restaurant?
They get
better pay or get less pay?
They get a little less because it's like much easier. See?
Oh.
Yeah, easier job.
Okay.
Not so long hours.
Did you say you also own an asparagus ranch in San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which that ranch belongs to the company, so.
Belongs to the company.
Uh-huh. And how many people you hire over there?
Oh, about 30, 35.
Mm-hmm. And they got like 15 cents per
during
hour.
The depression and 15 cents an hour.
How about the
normal
time? Yeah.
Normal time, about 25, 35 cents, 25 cents an hour.
Japanese or Mexicans?
Mostly Mexican national. See, we get it from the agriculture labor department. See? Those are people from Mexico, see? More Mexicans, see?
Mm-hmm.
They call redbacks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They come over here and we get them cheaper that way, see?
Mm-hmm.
And the local people, they don't want to work. They put you back, you keep working in step down, cutting asparagus, you know, your back, you can't stand it, see? That's hard work. See?
Do they, there any kind of union for them to join, or they just work?
No, not union. We contracted from the labor department. We asked the labor department, we wanted 30 or 25, they give us the labor, see?
It's
so much paper. And we furnish him housing, see? And they they all the blanket and everything, see? But they buy their own food, see?
The labor this department, do they control the price? Say that you have to pay a certain amount of wage to these workers, or they didn't care?
Well, they told you, see? Not less than that. You can pay them a little bit more you want to, but not less than so much, you know.
Okay.
The labor department contract from the Mexico, see? Where the size. Yeah.
How big is this ranch? What is the size of this asparagus ranch? Acreage?
Oh, 100 acres?
Uh-huh.
Or those, we got 40 acres of that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So you got enough to sell in the market?
Yeah,
every year.
Mm-hmm.
So So, were there Chinese working there too?
Yeah, foreman Chinese, we had foreman Chinese. You know.
Did you ever have any language problems, say for instance, either when you first arrived and then later on working?
You mean myself?
Yeah,
oh,
how
yeah.
did you pick up English?
I only been in two years in Chinese. English school, and I picked it up from the street.
Very good.
When did you graduate from high school, or did you quit before that?
I went as far as I finished the first grade, second grade, third grade. I only went been in there about 4 months in the third grade, and I had to support myself. Mm-hmm.
Third grade of high school.
No,
just the
elementary
school.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
Did you go to school in China? Before you came to United States?
Two years.
Okay. So when you're dealing with non-Chinese, did you have problem communicating with them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you feel that you can't do business without good English, or did that affect your business?
No.